Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. www.realworldradio.fm.
Second week of UN negotiations on climate change in Bonn. At the start of week 2 of the COP23 climate negotiations of the UNFCCC taking place in Bonn, Germany, Sarah Shaw, co-coordinator of the Friends of the Earth International Climate Justice Programme, talks about what happened during week 1 and what can be expected in week 2. We've had lots of great actions to really demonstrate that we need massive climate finance from the north to the south, we need urgent action on emission reductions, and to highlight climate impacts. Let's now listen to the interview.
I'm here with Sarah Shaw, co-coordinator of the Friends of the Earth Climate Justice and Energy Programme, and we're in Bonn for COP23. It's halfway. Sarah, what happened in week 1 and what are our expectations for week 2?
So the first week opened with a really, really amazing demonstration of people power. We saw the largest ever climate demonstration on the streets of Germany with 25,000 people marching in Bonn with banners calling for a coal phase out, calling for climate justice. And then we also saw some direct action happening at a local coal mine. This COP is taking place in the middle of coal mining country, lots of coal power plants in this area. And so it's a strange thing to be inside the negotiating halls, seeing rich countries claiming that they're ambitious when actually they're still expanding coal and burning coal in their own region. So it started with some really amazing actions. We've continued to have lots of really great actions in and around the COP, in the negotiating halls, to really try and demonstrate that we need massive climate finance from the north to the south, that we need urgent action on emissions reductions, and that really we need to highlight the impact. This is an APAC COP, an Asian region COP. It doesn't, so it's a small island state. It's a Fiji is the host of this COP. It just happens to be taking place in Germany. And I think one of the things that's been really important for Friends of the Earth International is to keep telling the stories and of the impacts that are happening in Asia, in the Pacific region. And so we've been doing that as well in terms of our messaging. So actually in the negotiations, in the first week, we've seen very little progress. We've seen a real blocking of action on pre-2020 kind of mitigation action and on finance. So countries have already supposedly committed to taking action in this period, but really that's not moving on at all. And it's really, really frustrating for developing countries to see this being blocked. We only have a few years left to keep global temperature rise under 1.5 degrees, and we need action now. And there is an absolutely massive need for financing in the south for mitigation, for adaptation, and for loss and damage, which is where the losses are so great that they need to be compensated. So that's been a problem. We've seen developments around trying to establish something called the Facilitative Dialogue, also called the Talanoa Dialogue, which is around strengthening and reviewing the commitments for Paris. So the countries, what are called nationally determined contributions. That has also been a difficult process, and we're not quite sure where that will get to by the end of this week. And we've seen a rise in promotion of false solutions. The track on carbon markets is moving very fast, which is something we need to oppose very, very rigorously. So it's difficult. So for this week ahead, we want to see much more progress on unlocking pre-2020 action, and more progress in general from developed countries showing ambition in both emissions cuts and in finance. And in local terms, we also want to see developed countries really committing to coal phase. That's really committing to concrete action on the ground. They can't just do things inside the negotiations and expect to be climate leaders. They have to do stuff on the outside as well.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words, building popular communications by FOI.